Guess that line forms on the right, baby.
Where does it form?
Not that
on the right?
Back in time.
On this Friday morning, we made it. It is a feel-good Friday, as they call it in the morning. 888-808-1019. I got you for 3 hours until 5 o'clock when the warm-up show comes your way. Me and Fliegelman with you for 3 hours. And yes, we have reached the pit of despair, haven't we, Yankee fans? It's just a big pile of misery and nothing. Exemplifies the misery more than that first inning. This game was almost the epitome of what's wrong with the Yankees this year, what's been wrong with the Yankees over the last couple of years, and watching this game from Jump Street. It's one of those games, right, where maybe along the line you believed, and listen, I'm the king of belief. Wait till the second half of this open. There's a little bit of a tease for you. But maybe somewhere along the line you got fooled. Maybe somewhere along you got hyped. But then there are some games where in the first inning, you know exactly how it's going to go. And unfortunately, this New York Yankees group over the last month of their feebleness, where now they have lost seven and one over their last eight series, have not won a series, let me put it that way, in their last eight tries. So many times within the first inning, especially as this starting pitching has fallen apart, specifically Rodon and, you know, Rode Nestor, as we got to see last night. Typically in the first inning, you know exactly how it's going. And this first inning was quite the experience. And for me, this was the game. They lost by a run. They should have scored a run. But watching that first inning, you knew exactly what was going to happen in this game. And it starts with such promise. Verdugo recently put in the leadoff spot, which, by the way, I like. I want to get Verdugo going. I've talked about this. You need Alex Verdugo. You can't hide him. You can't trade and replace him. There's just so many guys you can trade, get rid of, and replace. Verdugo was brought here to be someone who can add to this team. The captain wanted him. Rizzo wanted him. They went out and got him, and he did make a major difference to the previous Yankee team that feels like 100 years ago, that was the first to 50 wins, that was on pace for 115 wins, that was just winning every single night and every single series. He was an impact player. And they need him to get back to that. So putting him in front of Judge and Soto, I like trying to get him fastballs. I like him in the top of the order. And he comes through with a base hit. And then yesterday, I get on Soto. I talk about how Soto needs to start coming through. Soto needs, I don't care about his hand. I don't care about anything else that's happened to him. His forearm, his hand. I don't care about the injuries. He's talking again about how he's feeling great. He's fine. It hurts a little bit, but he's fine. He's going to play in the All-Star game. So he's fine. I don't want to hear about the injury on Soto. He's fine. And he's been really struggling to do anything other than walk, which I agree. His on-base percentage, even through slumps, is miraculous, and that's why I want to re-sign him. But he needs to do more during the slump. And he comes through with a double in the gap. Yankees are set up. Yankees need this win. Yesterday was the kind of game that I thought maybe could spark the team. A hard-fought victory, the bullpen coming through, everything we talked about yesterday's game. They come right out. They're going to take it to Tampa Bay. First two guys, boom, boom. We got second and third. Hey, look at this. They're pitching the Judge in the first inning. And then the same typical Yankees that have been here, not just this season, not just last season, but dating back, I mean, I'm not even kidding. Forget Aaron Boone, right? Forget him for a second. This goes back further than that. You could go back to the Joe Torre days. I kid you not. When they do not win series, it's because they don't hit. Go back to Cleveland in 07. Like, they don't hit. That's why they lose. It's not just Judge. It's not just Gleyber Torres. It's not just this new adoration of Yankees who are all right-handed or any other excuse you want to come up with why we hate this group and why we hate Brian Cashman. This goes back further than that. And in the first inning, second and third, nobody out. Aaron Judge at the plate. Fly ball to right field, not deep enough to test with Verdugo. And I listen, I understand, with nobody out, you do not want to get thrown out at home plate. And from the look of it, it was a perfect throw to home. He would have been nabbed at the plate. And then you get Rice, Torres, strikeout, strikeout. And that's only half of the misery of the first inning. But that's right there. Whether you date back to the two games against the Mets, which are the really big calling cards of this offense getting off to good starts but unable to put the run across, you have another performance where you get the first two guys on. You get Soto to step up after McGonagall called him out. I read a article from Pinstripe Bible or some one of these Yankee podcasts, and they mentioned my they did a write up on my take on Soto, and they said McGonagall, who works the overnights at WF, I can't escape the McGonagall. Anyway, I called him out last night. We need him to step up. Boom, double in the gap. Judge, who's mired in a terrible slump. And it's really amazing because Judge has kind of been like the Yankees. When he's on fire, he's the best he's ever been. And when he's gone into these slumps, it's not just, oh, he's not quite as good. He's awful. We have to be fair. Let's be fair. He's been awful for the last 8-9 games. Not just, not as good, No, awful. In every big spot. In every single one. And make no mistake, that first inning is won. They need to come through. They need to get a lead. They need to feel good about themselves. They need to score runs when they have runners in scoring position. They need to get the guy in from third. And they don't. In typical fashion. And then you get the bottom of the first. And you get a ball in that stupid stadium, in that ridiculous dome that goes off a catwalk. I'm not even sure if there's not a guy up there who just catches the ball and then throws it somewhere completely different. They got some kind of setup up there in Tampa Bay. But Diaz hits a ball that you can tell, whatever we want to say about Grisham and how bad he was at the plate. He was the hero yesterday, terrible in this game, and you know what he is ultimately. He's a damn good center fielder, even if he's lazy at times, which we saw earlier in the week against Cincinnati. But he's a damn good center fielder. He takes an angle on that ball. There is no way in hell that ball is going out for a home run. And yet it hits off one of these dopey catwalks and goes in a completely different direction off the wall in center field. And you know. And that's what's frustrating about this team. And we'll get to the Mets later in the show, 888-808-1019. With them, you know. Right? You walk McNeil. You walk Lindor, Nimmo's going to beat you. You know. And right now, you know with the Yankees, they don't score a run in the first when they have second and third, nobody out. They get a ball off the catwalk in the first batter. You know how it's going. And you know what's going to happen. And sure enough, Rosarena hits the two-run home run. And that's the game. And yes, there's tons of ups and downs and pitch hitting for Trevino, for Wells, and all the different things. Grisham coming up in big spots, Judge coming up in big spots, the multiple different times they got guys on, and inability to get 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. That first inning is exactly the personification of what the hell has gone on with this Yankee team. And they had an opportunity after yesterday. That game where now we look back and call it a feeble win. And I even heard the midday show calling it a feeble win. Now they're right. At the time, I thought it was a dumb take. And I still do, but when it's followed up by a loss, now it doesn't mean anything. But they were barely able to beat them, barely able to scratch by in a couple runs. Okay, yes, that's true. The offense is struggling. But they answered a lot of questions with the bullpen. They had a great game. They made big plays. They did get enough runs. They got a sacrifice fly. Whatever, they figured it out. It's about winning. We certainly don't say, oh, man, can you believe the Rays just snuck by? They needed this thing off the wall. Nobody seems to give the other team, when they beat the Yankees, oh, they barely beat this struggling Yankee team. A win is a win. A loss is a loss. And yesterday's win was significant and had an opportunity to follow it up with a game today. And in the first inning, you know exactly how it's going to go. The end of the game is exactly like the first inning with a ball from Gleyber Torres that... the two at-bats are the Trevino at-bat in the eighth, and then obviously the Gleyber Torres at-bat in the ninth. And Gleyber Torres swinging at fastballs for strikes, you know, that are outside the strike zone, comes through the blue pit that 9 times out of 10 on any other day with any other team in any other building in any other situation might fall. It does not for the New York Yankees. And then they give you a little bit of a tease with it popping out of his glove. We get a review. You know it's not going to get overturned. But just the way the game ended and the way the game started is the exact freaking thing that seems to hover over this team. Because I'll tell you this right now. They're not this bad. I don't care what anybody says. You can call me up. You can give me the roster. You can give me the bottom of the lineup. Give me anything you want. They are not the worst team in Major League Baseball bad. They're not. The roster isn't that bad. Brian Cashman, we could argue whether or not he's put together a championship team, a playoff team, an ALCS team, whatever. He has not put together the worst collection of athletes in the entire league. Anybody who thinks so is stupid. Now, they're playing like it for a month. It's not 2 days. It's a month. But there seems to be this black cloud that hovers over this team for long stretches for I don't know why. And we can blame whoever we want today. It's probably Boone because he pinched it for Wells. Whoever you want to blame it on in the current moment, it's always Brian Cashman. But there is a black cloud hovering over this team. And that first inning and the end of the game in every big situation, whether it's, you know, Grisham not being able to come through with the bases loaded, whether it's pinch hitting for Trevino and Trevino gets, listen, you can hate that move. I didn't like it at the time. I'll be the first to tell you. I liked the way Wells was swinging the bat. He had 2 hits and a home run. I don't want to take him out because, you know, you brought in the lefty that has reverse splits anyway. I don't like it. Having said that, he walked twice. He walked twice. And then, of course, Gleyber Torres with a 3-2 fastball right down the middle that he bloops and almost got lucky. But you know the Yankees don't get lucky, and that's part of it, and you make your own luck. No one's saying that this stretch is based on the Yankees' inability for good luck, but sometimes it stares you in the face. It's okay to say so. No matter how much you hate Boone or Cashman, every once in a while it's okay to say this team has no freaking luck. And at the beginning of the year, everything went their way, and now nothing's gone their way. And for whatever reason, over the last couple of years, there's a black cloud hovering over this team. And it's impossible. It's impossible to understand why. But let me say this. I'm tired of the black cloud. And you know what I'm going to do right now? And you can join me or you can hate me for it, but I'm going to freaking forget the black cloud for a second. And let's just talk about the idea that, you know what? Let's be positive for one moment, because as ugly as this is, we talked about these 6 games against Tampa, and now starting tonight, the 3 games set against Baltimore and how important they are for the New York Yankees. Well, in the first 3, they've lost the series. They didn't play well. But you know what? They picked up a game. They picked up a game. And you know what else? The bullpen was excellent in this series. The starting pitching, not so much. The bullpen was very good in this series. And you're starting to get some real answers. Tonkin comes in, gets a big double play. Weaver comes in last night, gets a big double play. You've seen now back-to-back performances from Cousins that's looked pretty damn good. Hill came in and had a great performance the night before. Some of this bullpen is starting to answer some questions. You're starting to feel a lot better about the bullpen. And honestly, the offense last night, I heard Keith say they were sleepwalking. I respect Keith. I love Keith. I'm sure he's listening now. Love you, Keith. I disagree with the sleepwalking. They had 8 hits and 6 walks. That's not sleepwalking. That's the inability to get the big hit. But there was good at bat after good at bat last night. There was rally after rally. They started to show something. It's not good enough. I'm not giving them a participation trophy. But let's just be honest. It's better than what we've seen. And the Orioles just got swept by the Cubs at home against the lousy Cubs, got swept at home. And we talk about the opportunity that the Yankees had that they were unable to take advantage of. Well, how about the fact that this Yankee team has been the worst team in baseball for a month and the Orioles can't separate themselves? How about the fact that the Orioles had a chance to take games while the Yankees are losing and they got swept by the Cubs? And in these 3 days, the Yankees have picked up a game in the standings. Let's talk about the fact that hopefully Soto's turning out of it. And if Judge gives you anything, I can count 3 games in the last week where if Judge gives them anything, they have a great chance to win these games. So you know what? I'm going to put away the woe is me. And I'm going to put away the black cloud just for a second, as much as it stared me in the face last night. And I hear caller after caller after caller after caller after caller who's just, woe is me. This team sucks. How bad do we have it? I mean, how long can we just tolerate this? I heard one caller just recently with Keith talk about, well, at least the Giants, there's accountability and they fire people. At least with the Giants, there's accountability and they fire people. They win three games! The New York Yankees, if you haven't paid attention, currently are in the first wild card position, and they're two games out of first place. The Giants' season's dead 5 weeks in, year after year. Stop comparing it to other franchises. They're not. The bar is set higher, and that's why we're pissed. But don't say, well, at least in other organizations, they fire people. Yeah, because they lose for decades. The New York Yankees just haven't won the World Series for a decade. And more than that, almost going on too, which is unacceptable. And we could have our Brian Cashman conversations. But you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of feeling sorry for myself. I'm tired of feeling like, oh, woe is me. The Yankee fans have it terrible. You know, oh, the Mets are winning for the last month. So suddenly the Mets have the city and the Yankees have nothing. Forget that. The Yankees are about to play the biggest series of the season. The New York Yankees have an opportunity to go take on a team that's been playing 500 for a month, a team that just got swept by the Cubs, a team that's offense hasn't done anything in more than a week, and it's time for the New York Yankees to wake the hell up and go play some baseball, because I promise you, they are capable. And I promise you, this team is better than it's shown. And yes, they have to go out at the deadline, and they have to add pieces, and they have to do a whole lot of, they have to get relievers, you have to get an infield, you have to get an impact bat, no doubt. No doubt. And considering the year it was, the Yankees should have done more in the offseason, and they should have made another impact bat, and you should have done added a starting pitcher. Absolutely. I'm by no means was I satisfied at the start of this year, other than when they won with the first team to 50 wins. But right now, I am tired of hearing nothing but Yankee fans feel sorry for themselves. Let's take a second and realize where you are, because quite honestly, heading into the season, considering I have the pulse of the fan base because I hear from them every day, I'll tell you right now, if you told the New York Yankee fan at the start of the year that right before the All-Star break, they would head into a series at Baltimore and they would be 3.5 games up in the first wild card spot and only 2 games behind the Orioles, I think every single Yankee fan would sign for it. With no Gerrit Cole for the start of the year? I think the Yankee fan would have signed for it. So let's forget all the nonsense prior, and let's have an opportunity, which they have. Right, it's right there in front of them. A wise man once said that over and over and over again. It's right there in front of them. And they need to stop acting like we act. They need to stop, woe is me and hanging their heads the way the Yankee fans say woe is me and hang their heads. The fact of the matter is they're playing a scuffling Baltimore team as well. And they're going into Baltimore with 2 of their 3 best starting pitchers and an opportunity to make a statement heading into the All-Star break. And I'm as frustrated, as befuddled as anyone, and that first inning yesterday drove me absolutely crazy. The end of the game drove me absolutely crazy. The inability to get big hits drove me absolutely crazy. But we have seen signs with the bullpen. The offense did get 8 hits and 6 walks and had good at-bats. And the fact of the matter is when you look at it from all angles, the Orioles are struggling too. And in these 3 games, as much as it sucks to lose another series, they picked up a game in the standings. And they head into a series with an opportunity to actually be in first place at the end of it. And I, for one, am not going to go, oh, I don't even want to watch them. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Oh, forget it. It's time to rally the troops, because this team is not this bad. And if they can get a good series victory heading into the All-Star break, maybe we'll feel a lot better about it coming out of the All-Star break. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. So let's talk Yankees. We'll get to the Mets, who swept Washington. Told you how important these 3 games are for them, and I'll tell you who else knew these 3 games are important. Brandon Nimmo, who is talking like I've never heard another player talk in the history of watching baseball. So we got to get to Nimmo, his heroics, and his brazenness when it comes to his outspoken opinion of the trading deadline. And then there's a conversation we had about Pete Alonso, if you heard the Ken Rosenthal story, about Pete Alonso and whether or not he's fair to his teammates.